Welcome back here on the Steve Gruber Show. I am Jeff Wiggins, filling in for Steve. Pleasure to be with you on this beautiful Thursday morning. You know, we've heard in the past, I mean, this isn't anything new, and I'm probably telling you things that you already know. Very well-informed audience, loyal listeners of Steve, which you can find on social media, by the way, at Steve Gruber Show on Facebook and Twitter. But this whole idea of cancel culture or canceling someone in the media or in the news, wherever you find someone that at some time in their long professional life or personal life did, said, or thought in a way that isn't currently acceptable by some in the quote-unquote woke mob. I mean, we see it all the time. We see people losing their jobs, being suspended, having to come on television, radio, and apologize for stupid or inappropriate things they did years, even decades ago. And it gets to the point where eventually it's going to be you. Eventually, the mob will get everyone. Because we've all done something stupid. We've all said something stupid. We've all thought things that maybe we shouldn't have thought or acted upon. It's in our DNA. It's in our human nature. And if we're going to cancel people, destroy their lives for a mistake they made years or even, let's just say, weeks, we all have a slip of the tongue. We all say things in the heat of the moment, things we don't necessarily mean, but we don't know how to phrase it. But no, not in this culture, not in this day and age. You screw up, you're done. Unless, of course, you come back and you grovel to those in the left-wing media and the woke crowd. Once you have apologized enough, maybe, just maybe, they will be so gracious as to allow you to exist in public life again. And we see it all the time. It's continuously happening. You saw it with Kevin Hart. I can't even remember the award show he was supposed to host. And then he didn't because of a tweet from 8-10 years ago. I'm going to be honest with you folks. I have no idea really who Chrissy Teigen is or what she does or why she's famous. I know she's married to John Legend. But now she's being attacked for being a quote-unquote cyberbully, for being somebody who said and did things in the past. While at the same time, she was doing that. She was calling people out just a short time ago. Now, of course, she's admitted to this. She's apologized for a second time. I just read something. She's trying to get on Oprah to tell her story and make her apology. Now, of course, like I said, I don't really know who Chrissy Teigen is. I don't know the full extent of all those details, but it's the larger point of something I said at the beginning of my rant here. Eventually, the woke mob is going to come for you. And it's going to start to eat itself. It already has started to eat itself. So I guess my question to you is now, who's next? We saw Jon Stewart on the Stephen Colbert Show calling out folks who are laughing at the idea that the Wuhan virus, the COVID-19 started from the Wuhan lab that dealt with coronaviruses. And now he made a joke out of it, and it was funny, and it was entertaining, and his exchange with Colbert was somewhat entertaining, which is different than most nights on the Stephen Colbert Late Show. But when do folks like Jon Stewart, maybe even Bill Maher, when's their turn to get canceled? I'm assuming it's soon. Because with this administration, in this culture, even folks on the left, and it's going to start with comedians and folks like that, folks that are there to entertain you, but still try to adhere to some semblance of truth. You're going to see folks like Jon Stewart and Bill Maher, and they're going to try to cancel them. Because people watch them. People listen to what they say. Even people like me who don't necessarily agree with their politics still like their nature, their tone, their ability to, like I said before, try and adhere to some semblance of the truth. They have principles. That I can respect. Unfortunately, in this day and age, that's not enough for some people to simply tell the truth and agree to disagree. Right now, in our day and age, you can be canceled for a mistake you made decades ago, or for something, or for simply telling the truth, like I said. I don't know who's next or what's going to happen, but what I do know is, like I said, the mob will eventually come for you. Which is why I think we should all take a deeper, harder look at how we criticize people, how we engage in this discussion in our society, and how we treat each other. Jeff Wiggins for Steve Gruber on The Steve Gruber Show. We'll be back after this.